Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to lift you up, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to lift you up and glorify you, God, as being the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else, God, that is like you in all the earth. You are He who was, who is, and who is to come. You, Lord, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creations. Nobody can compare. Nobody is equal to your God in the name of Jesus. Nobody can stand before you. And you are the only one, Lord, that hold our power in your hands. So we just want to exalt you on today. We want to glorify you on today, God. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship because you are worthy of it, God. We want to bow down to you on today, Father God, because it is due you, and we want to do it not just because we read it, God, or that somebody else is doing it, Lord, but we want to do it, Lord, because we delight in doing so, God. We want to bow down to you and tell you just how much we love you and how much we adore you, God. We want to be in your presence on today, God. We want to lay at your feet and hear your voice. We want you to know that we appreciate you and we give you our gratitude on today, Father God, because you have done so much for us, Father God. Yeah, you are a friend when ain't nobody else a friend, God. You are a father when nobody else is a father. You are a mother when that ain't no motion. You are a husband and our wives, God. You, God, is any and everything that we need you to be, God. Yeah, you are such a friend, God, that you put your life down for us, Lord. And we want to exalt you and lift you up because you said that if we lift you up, you'll draw us closer. And we know that if we are close to you, Father God, that we are resting in peace. We know, God, that if we are close to you, God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We know, Father God, that you cover us, that you keep us, that you shield us, that you protect us. You are more than a friend, Lord. You, God, is simply our Father. Oh, my Nana Robo, shut get in of us. You, God, are our Father. He, oh, my mind, and it almost see. And we accept you on today as our Lord and Savior. Our Lord of everything. Our Savior in everything. We accept you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to receive your peace. That we may be able to be restored. That we may be able to be the Abbasad and almost see. Hiya, my dead and almost see. Hiya, and almost see. Oh God, we empty ourselves out right now. We empty ourselves out right now before we go in and Father. We want to be empty that we may be able to accept your word that you speak. We want to be empty that we may be able to accept your love, God, and your comfort. Oh God, we cast in all our cares down at your feet because we know that you care for us, God. We know, God, that you are concerned about us. So we're going to give you all this stuff. We're not going to be troubled. We're not going to be weary. We're not going to be heavy laden. But we are my mind and a little more she, I get a little more sigh. Because we know, God, that you can handle it. You can fix it. You can take care of it. Because your arms are not slacking, neither are they short. So, hey, yo, my mind, shit, a little more see. So be in our midst on today, God. Cover your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called that out of the little more see. That they may simply understand, God, that when you sent your son, Jesus, you sent the Father, God, that we may be free from this stuff. Oh, God, that we may be able to understand what it is to enter into the salvation of your freedom. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now to expound your word, God. Enter into the hearts and the minds of your people. Remove the troubles in the mind. Remove the troubles in the heart. Remove that thing on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a almost shot in the Abbasia. That your people, Father God, they will not leave the same way that they came, but let them be healed, delivered, free, God. Hold my mind that it'll both see and entire in you. Oh, God. Hold my mind that it'll both see. Oh, God, you're so gracious towards us. You always sing about us, Lord. He called my mind, and we want to tell you just how much we love you and how much we appreciate you, because we don't tell you enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just do not tell you enough, God. Oh, my mind, and it's so many times in our lives that we love people and love stuff more than we love you, Father God. But right now, Lord, if we open our eyes to the Lobosi, as you expose these things, Lord, we are my mind in the Lobosi. We're asking you to forgive us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you with a repentant heart. Oh, my mind in the Lobosi. Oh, God, comfort your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be cold, my mind, in the Lobosi. Cover the hearts and the minds on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called my mind in the Lobosi. Because that's why you got my mind in the Lobosi. Oh, God. You designed us to have victory and to be overcomers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your people understand that on today. Oh, my mind in the Lobosi. You are my mind, Nerelobosi. You had already seen to call my mind, Nerelobosi. Predestine our lives, Father God, that we may be able to learn some things, and we may be able, Father God, to be perfected in these things, God, that we may know that we are overcomers, even in the midst of the chaos, even in the midst of the challenge or that experience, or even that circumstance, God. Oh God, I'll pour your word on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and put coals of fire on me, and on my mind, burning up any and everything that's not like you, God. Oh, my mind, in the Lobosi. Oh God, let me open my mind, in the Lobosi. And have your angels in here, God. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of all your people, Father God. Let not they know my little emotion, little abasia. Let not a thought, Father God, or a word spoken, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in your call, my mind, little abasia, fall to the ground, Lord, because you said your word will go forward and perform that thing that it set out to accomplish. Let your tea call, my mind, little abasia. Manifest that thing on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you know what each and every last one of us need, how much of it we need, and when we need it, God. Oh, my mind, in the Lobosi, in the Lobosi. Remove any and everything from our hearts that's not like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Purge out that old that you may be able to enter in, Father God. Sever them old ties and them soul ties on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may walk in the riches of your glory. Oh, God, I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we got my mind in the Lobosi. Oh, God, that we have my mind in the Lobosi. Oh God, that we may be true to ourselves as we are, my mind, and the Lobosia. That we may be on that little Lobosia. Oh God, help us all today, God. In any and every area of our lives, Lord. He called my mind, and the Lobosia. Lord, you said with two or three, oh God, that you are there in the midst. Rest, rule, and abide within this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my mind, and the Lobosia. That your comfort would be here in the midst of your people. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of forgetting what God sent his son Jesus down here to do, because we allow circumstances and situations to put us in a place of thinking and believing that it won't change, because it has not changed yet. We have a tendency of thinking and believing that this thing is just so hard for us, or it's so challenging that it is putting us in a place of mental torment or even despair. We get so distracted. We get so wrapped up. We are not focused on what we need to be focused on. We are not doing the things that is required of us, or even what is written in the Word of God for us to be able to be sustained with strength and endurance. Are we armored on? See, because sometimes we go through some things and stuff is said, and even stuff is done to us, that it causes us to go into a place of anger or resentment or hate or bitterness, and then we start stop being grudging. We want to get some gifts back. We looking for to get some revenge, or trying to figure out what we can do next, or even to the point or to the place where we try to fix it, or we try to change it, or we try to make it better. And in actuality, we are still not doing what is required of us, because God has given us the formulas on what to do, but a lot of us, we really don't even understand how to take the appropriate steps in order to get to that place where we need to be in Him, and that's simply rest. Now, in order for you to get to that place of rest inside of Him, yes, you got to go through some things, because there's a scripture in the Bible that say, after you have suffered for a little while, He's going to make you perfect, and then establish you, and then give you strength. And so it goes on and on and on. So what the name of the sermon today? The name of the sermon today. Yesterday when I was laying down in it across my bed, as I was laying down across my bed, the Lord had started bringing some things to my memory about something that I experienced my own self concerning love and relationships. And so in the midst of Him bringing these things to my memory, I started thinking, Lord, why are you showing me this? Because you healed me already from that. You showed me, say, yeah, may be true. But even in that thought, even in the memory of it all, how is it affecting your thoughts? How is it affecting your thoughts? Because you can think of something, and that thought will affect your thought, if y'all understand what I'm saying. So, in that thought affecting your thought, it causes you to think differently. And in that thinking differently, it can be bitter. It can be, so, let me tell y'all what He showed me. So in the midst of Him showing me this thing that I had to experience in this relationship, He showed me how when I thought about it, I never pondered why did it happen. See, because my thinking and my thought about this relationship that hurt me, that torn me, that bewildered me, it caused me to think in a way that I shouldn't have been thinking. Yet, because I thought I was thinking right and I wasn't, I never regarded the thought of why it happened. And then the Lord saying, so you get me? I say, yeah. He say, because you have to be taught some things in that experience. You have to be taught some things through that pain. Y'all remember? I preached a sermon, and the name of it was Breaking the Broken. So, while you in that broken state, He got to break some things off of you. But we're not regarding what needs to be done inside of us. We're not regarding what He is doing inside of us to change our perspective. The only thing that we're regarding is that it hurt, it's not fair, and I'm trying to tell you, Lord, about what that, He already know, but what we're not regarding is that God used people, situations, and circumstances to teach us something. He be trying to, in everything, in every area, in every situation, in all our lives, we being taught. But we do not, from the beginning, think about the lesson. We only think about the pain, the situation, the circumstance, the challenge, the struggle, the hurt. That's all we think about. We're not thinking about the lesson. So I say, Lord, how can we think about the lesson when our mind is all discombobulated? He said, because you be thinking about the wrong things, and I gave you something that you have to acquire in order to keep your sanity. In other words, your peace. The name of the sermon today is peace, perfection, and it's a colon. And afterwards, it's two words, mountain movers. Because that's what we are. But we do not activate the moving of anything in our lives. We do not activate the moving of anything in our lives. Peace, perfection, a colon, and then two words, mountain movers, and then he got an exclamation point after that. Because we don't understand what we are capable of in the midst of that lesson. Because we looking at it as a lesson, but we looking at it as hurt, pain, sorrow, that, all that. All that. But he gonna help us today. He's going to help us today. Because we got to first understand what? We got to first understand what peace is. Peace is freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotion. Did y'all hear that? So our mind won't have a strain on our brain. Peace is freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotion. Because our emotions will cause us to be discombobulated. Our emotions will cause us to think about a thing that ain't even a thing that we thinking about. And in actuality, what we need to be thinking about, we ain't thinking about that, because our emotions got us thinking about something else. Literally. Peace is a state of freedom from storms or disturbance. Because we get disturbed by certain, what shall I say? I can't say. Yes, I can. Certain visions. We get disturbed by certain words, certain phrases, certain conversations. We get disturbed by even silence. Literally, we do. We get disturbed. We get so disturbed until it causes the raging storm to start taking place in our mind and our thoughts. We being tossed all around in our thoughts and in our mind. What is peace? It's to be or to become or keep silent or quiet. Sometimes you will get your peace simply by shh. You won't be so disturbed by what they say. You'll just look at them like. I asked this question to this individual before. They were so hostile and so angry. And this was my question. I say, and you're mad because. You're yelling because. You're angry and hostile because. And I would get a question, I would get an answer like, because I'm frustrated or I'm agitated. And do you know that's an emotion? That emotion is causing you to be disturbed by what was said or not said, by what you see or what you hear, when you're supposed to be in a place of peace. Even in spite of it all. How can we have peace when we allow storms and disturbances and all this to overtake us? I'm going to help us today. What is perfection? It's exceptionally high quality. God has set us at a standard so high that he said, I will perfect that thing that concerns you. He said that. Perfection is the most perfect type or example. It's the quality of state of being very accurate. So perfection, how can I get accurate on my emotions. Because he teaches us how to have self-control. He gave us the formula on how to do it. And because a situation or a word or a conversation occurs, he is teaching you how to what? Perfect it. It may happen over and over again, and you may fail a few times, but you are in a classroom. You are being taught something, but you're not regarding that because what they said hurt, and they made me. What they said, they provoked me. They made me. No, they didn't. You chose to. And this is what the Lord told me. This is what he told me. I came walking in here one day. I was like, I'm sick and tired of all this and such. I'm going to act the same way that the Lord say, you're not acting like that because they acting like that. He said, you choose to act like that. You choose to act like. See, everything is a choice, y'all. Everything. And the next word is mountain. A mountain is an elevation of land higher than a hill. See, so how many times when you say, oh, I'm up to here. I can't take it no more. A mountain is a quantity of things thrown or stacked on one another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. And don't we say these things? And what is a mover? One that moves or sets something in motion. The name of the sermon is Peace Perfection Mountain Movers. How can you move that mountain? You got to set something in motion. How can I set something in motion? The Lord already told you that it's power in your tongue. He already done told you to trust him. He already done told you to come to him and pray for him. And if you believe that you're going to get everything that you ask for. He already done told you, you ain't got, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to give y'all all these scriptures. I probably preach it way before I gave y'all the scriptures, but I'm going to give them to y'all so that I'm going to prove it to you that everything that I'm saying is true. Now, he done already done told you that you are overcomer. So why are you feeling like this thing is so overbearing? It cannot overbear you because God has already set you up to have the victory. How can I say that I have the victory? Because he said that if he be for you, who can stand against you? It don't matter how many people is trying to come up against you. It don't matter what they say, even behind your back. Or talking or saying things, and you know God would allow you to hear that conversation in the spirit so that he can show you, I've already told you, I ain't gonna let nothing come upon you unaware. So you already know what's gonna happen or what's gonna come, but then when it comes, it discombobulates you because you disregarded what he have already warned you for. He have already prepared you for it because he done told you, you gotta make sure you keep that helmet on, because if you don't, you're not gonna be free in your thoughts. You gotta make sure and very sure that you have on that breastplate of righteousness, because if you ain't got on that breastplate of righteousness, your heart may get hard. Your heart may try to get all bitter and angry with somebody. You gotta make sure you gird your loins with that truth. And what is the truth? The word of God. It don't matter what they say. It don't matter what you see. It don't matter what you hear. You already know the truth because he done already done told you. That's why he say study to show yourself approved to what? Rightly divide the word of truth. So in order for you to divide a lie from a truth, you got to have something down inside of you. Now we already know that God is the word, right? We already know that. He said, let your word rest in you. Let my word rest in you. Now we got to remember that if his word rests down inside of me, I ain't got to worry about being lonely because he is with me. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you what? Even until the end of the world. So even after the world is gone, you still with me? So why am I walking around here alone? I said that I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me and trust in the Lord. I'm going to give y'all all these scriptures. I'm going to show you where it is in the book, because these are all the things that will keep us in perfect peace. We are going to be in a place of perfect peace no matter what storm come raging. No matter how the billows toss and turn and we got to scrape and scrubber. I ain't got to worry. I'm going to be at peace if I ain't got that bread. But I got the crumbs. Because the crumbs, whether y'all know it or not, will make a meal. I may not have everything that I want, but he gave me everything that I need. So why am I complaining? Oh, I only have this little, but I ain't got it. He said, okay. I'm going to be at peace even with the little, because how I know he not trying to teach me how to govern over that little before he give me that more? How do I know that? He ain't doing nothing but teaching me all the things that I need to know to get the victory. That's all he do. He's just teaching me in this life, B-I-B-L-E, better instructions before leaving earth. That's all it is. He is instructing me what to do and how to do it. I want to lose a little bit of weight. He even told us how to eat. I bet you lose weight. He done gave us a formula for everything. Even when we got a discrepancy against one another. The Bible says, go to that person and get it together. If they won't hear you, take a witness. If they don't want to hear the witness, take it to church. They don't want to hear to the church, the Lord say, shh. They worse than the infidel. Yes. Ain't that what the book says? Sometimes you just got to shh and let God be God. Yes. It's so many times in our lives that we put our hands to it because we think we can do better. You know, maybe if I change this, maybe if I act like this, or maybe if I go to him or approach this person in a different way, or maybe if I just said it, or maybe that. You do it to it. First and foremost, all you got to do is do the book. And once you do the book, you can't do no more than that. When you start trying to do more than that, guess what you're doing? You stopping God from being God. Sometimes you got to take your hands off of it, step back and move to the side. Because he's a big old God. He's a big old, and he needs some room to get past. And he ain't going to force you. We get so overprotective of our own hearts that, because it's scripture in the Bible to say guard your heart. So we guard our heart by brick, mortar by mortar, building up these towers, putting ourselves behind this fortress, thinking and be like, you know what, I ain't gonna love them. If they ain't gonna love me like this and they ain't gonna love them like that, they, guess what you said? Because the Bible already taught you how to love. Now whether they doing it or not, you do it. If they don't want to forgive you, okay, that's between them and God. You forgive them. You forgive folk for not forgiving you. You ain't got to get mad. You ain't got to be grudging. That's why he said don't have a grudging heart. The Bible even declares in every relationship, whether it's husband or wife, let me tell you how God honors marriage. And how he holds a man accountable for his actions. The Bible says that if a man don't treat his wife right, that every prayer he think he praying, it ain't even heard. The Bible said every prayer is hindered. Every last one of them. The Bible requires more from a man because they are the head, but because they don't want to present themselves as leaders, how can they lead when they is not allowing the leader to lead them? But we don't take that in consideration either. We don't. And we point the finger and we wag the head and we get angry. We get all discombobulated in our mind and in our thoughts. The Bible taught, she spoke on being a virtuous woman. But in being a virtuous woman, it even spoke how a man treated that woman. God favors us so much. Listen to this. And it's blowing me right now. He favors us so much until he told every man that was ever born to love us like he loved the church. Baby, what manner of love is that? kind of love go, they would even lay their life down for you. Did you hear what I say? They ain't gonna put nothing, nobody before you. They gonna be fear. They gonna make sure you have everything that you need. Is that we talking about Jesus loving the church. Give you everything that you need. And if your ways please him, he gonna give you what you want. Did you hear what I say? And then he says that even in the midst of your ways pleasing him, if somebody coming up against you, he said he'll even make them at peace with you. Look, see, we don't think we favored enough. We don't know our worth in Jesus. That's why we tolerate so much from men. We endure so much. And yet, in that endurance, what is God trying to teach you? What lesson do you need to learn? Come on, let's go to the book. I'm not kidding. Listen to this stuff. This thing blew me. We're going to St. John 14th chapter. This thing blew me on this morning when he was talking to me. Yes, it did. See, because we take scripture and we do not use it overall, but we just apply it in certain areas that we have selected to apply them. But it's overall. I'm finna prove it. I'm finna prove it. St. John 14 chapter, and we're going to start at verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, he talking to Judas. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Are y'all paying attention? We already know God is words, right? God is the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. We know that God is the word. Listen, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Lord, so keep. He say, tell the people and the folk will keep me, because we need to understand it. To keep is to restrain from departure or removal. It's to act. It's the act or activity of keeping something in an existing and usually satisfactory condition, as in maintaining. How's you maintaining the word of God? Because he said, if you love him, you're going to keep it. You're going to maintain it. It's to do what is required by the terms of. It's to drive danger or attack away from. These are all definitions of keep. So you have the ability to restrain yourself from forgetting what this word is that can keep you in that perfect peace. You have the authority and the ability to keep that word in existence and through a satisfactory condition in maintaining it. How can you maintain it? Because I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it where? In a safe place. I'm keeping it close to me. I'm keeping it in my heart. I'm keeping it on my mind. I'm keeping it in my life. I'm keeping it. Because if I do, I will be able to do what is required of the word by the terms of it. And to keep something is to drive danger or attack away from it. Don't you know that you have the ability to drive things away? You got power in your tongue. The Bible says we have a form of godliness and deny the power. We deny it from what fear or what somebody going to say, how they going to act, if they going to walk away, or if we're going to lose that communication. People buy. You got authority. You do. And you can do it without pride. You can walk in it without thinking that you got it together, because we don't. None of us do. None of us do. Listen to this. If a man loved me, he would keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Abode is a place where somebody lives. So if he's living down inside of you, all because you keeping his word, and his word is who? Him. So he already there. You already got the power because he's in there. You see what I'm saying? So how could you deny what he already put inside of you and you keeping it close? How? Stop denying it. Because it's there. Now listen to this. It gets deeper. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Did I not just say that? It's God. It's God's word. So how can you say that you love me and you don't keep my word safe inside of your heart? If you love me, okay, let me help y'all out. If you love somebody, that means you trust them, don't you? You got some confidence in that love that you have for them, right? You got some kind of assurance in that person that you think and believe that I can depend on them because I know they love me. So is y'all getting it? Because I want y'all to really understand how you can keep that word inside of you and you can stay in that place of peace. So what you saying? That I don't love God? No, ask yourself that. I'm not saying nothing. It's in the book. Ask yourself that. Don't come questioning me. I'm just a messenger. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, that's somebody who comforts you, whom the Father will send in what? My name, he shall teach you all things. So this is scripture that folk misconstrued and say, I don't need to go to church because the Holy Spirit will teach me all things. How can he teach you something you ain't even got his word down inside of you? How can he teach you something? And what is he going to teach you? So the Holy Ghost is going to teach me all things. So in it teaching me something, let me tell y'all what teach me, because he told me to look it up. It's to cause to know something. It's to cause to know how. It's to impart the knowledge of. It's to instruct by precept, example, or experience. So, okay. This is me this morning. I say, so okay. So because I'm keeping your word, which is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, even though people coming up against me today. So if I'm keeping your word and knowing that I'm more than a conqueror, I'm not just a conqueror, but I can conquer this because I'm more than a conqueror. So if I'm keeping your word and knowing that you say you'll love me even until you say, why do I think you'll love me? What? You say nothing gonna separate your love from me. Nothing will stop God from loving you. He just don't love the sin, but he loves you. So why do I think that you love? I'm not keeping your word then if I don't think that you don't love me. Is y'all getting it? How can I sit up here and say you love him more than you? I said I ain't got no respect to persons. I gave everybody access to me. So is the Holy Ghost teaching you all things? He teaching you how to hold on to that word and keep it safe so that you'll be in perfect peace. He teaching you through that experience how to, oh, ain't nothing impossible with you, God. You, he teaching me how to, and see, when we have a tendency to forget, this is what he said next. Listen to this. This thing just blew me this morning. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Now, see, we need to understand that name has power. The demons tremble at that name. Anything you want to ask God for, he said, use my son's name. Any healing, use my son's name. Any deliverance, speak the name Jesus Christ. Any, you, and Jesus clearly don't want to take the credit because that's what he said. He said, this ain't got nothing to do with me. My Father told me to do it. My Father. Stand humble, even in the midst of knowing he the man with all the power. Come on, y'all. Even in knowing. So what did he just teach us? You see what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost will teach us all things. Oh, I don't need nobody to teach me. They ain't sitting there. Yeah, the Holy Ghost will teach you how to be spiritual in the midst of your tradition. He'll teach you how to forgive in the midst of your unforgiveness. He'll teach you how to hope when you are hopeless. Because this is what he said after that. This is what he said. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So everything that Jesus have taught us, if by chance, I'm going to turn a little bit, y'all. We done forgot. He said the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, is going to comfort you by bringing it to your remembrance to let you know that this too shall pass. You're going to remember that. You're going to remember in the midst of your pain and in the midst of your hurting that I am the healer. You're going to remember because you got my word down inside of you. And if by chance my word ain't enough, I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost so that it'll comfort you, so that my word and the Holy Ghost will give you what you need. And that's all things to keep you in peace. To keep you in peace, baby. I'm going to perfect that peace down inside of you. I'm going to make sure you at peace, because as long as you hold on to my word and I abide in you and I'm living down inside of you and you keeping that word safe, it don't matter what you see and you think that you can't get it, because for with God, it didn't say with Jesus, it said with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. So when you praying for it, use the name Jesus and it'll become an actuality. You know? Why would it become an actuality? Because I believe you and I trust you. Look, listen to this. Peace I leave with you. To leave something is to cause or allow to be or remain available or in a specified condition. So that peace is available. I just explained to you how you can get it and have it and keep it. Now listen to this. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Give, to put into the possession of another for his or her use. To put before another for acceptance or consideration. So I accept your peace that you give me, God, because I trust you. Listen to this. So peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So what are you so discombobulated about? What's troubling you? He already telling you to keep my word down inside of you. He say, I am the healer. What make you think that he can't heal your body? He didn't already told you, by my stripes, I mean, you are healed. That's what he said. So what difference do it make what the doctor say? What difference do it make what they say in black and white? I will not be deceived by what I see or what I hear. The only thing that I'm going to trust in is God. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. See, because this is the only way you can keep that peace. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 26. I'm starting verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And then it's a colon. So you gonna have me in perfect peace if I keep my mind on you. My mind can only be stayed on you as if I got your word down inside of me. And you are the word, God. And so because you are the word, your word is becoming life in my life. So I'm not gonna get discombobulated when I get that shut off notice. I'm gonna have peace because you may want that thing to get shut off because it's distracting me or got me not being focused on you. So I gotta keep my mind on you. So you got to move some things out the way. Listen to this. Thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me, because he what? Trust in thee. See, the only way that you can activate that peace is through trust. And I just gave y'all an example. Anybody that you love, you trust in them, right? You believe in them. You got the confidence in them. You depend on them. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And what is everlasting? Everlasting is till eternity. What is trust? It's firm belief in the integrity, ability, effectiveness, or genuineness of someone or something. Responsibility for the safety and well-being of someone or something. So I trust in the things that you told me, Lord. So it does not matter about them. And they talking and they trying to they practice heresies and seditions up against me, Lord. Or they trying to recruit people. Or they making vain statements against me, Father God. All behind my back. I don't care about those things. Because you said no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now you never said that it wouldn't form. But you said it wouldn't prosper. So I got to be mindful and take in regard that you trying to teach me how to endure. Ha! You trying to teach me how to endure. You trying to teach me how to continue on. You trying to teach me how to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. You trying to teach me how to stand. And in all, I'm still standing. Because the Holy Ghost is teaching me all these things. And the only way that he could teach me is if I got that word down in the inside of me. So that he can perfect that word down inside of me. See, it could sit. You can read the word of God and it'll lay dormant inside of you. It'll be barren. Let me prove it. Come on. Let's go to the book of Matthew. I'm not making this stuff up, y'all. Matthew's verse 21. We're going to start at verse 18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered, talking about Jesus. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled. Sometimes you get confused at what Jesus said. You get confused at what he allowed to happen. Listen, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to that fig tree, but also, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Okay. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith, see, that trust activates your belief which is the foundation of your faith, that brings it all into manifestation. Let me say that again. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart, it ain't gonna be so easy for you to lean to your own understanding. And if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he's gonna give you instruction. He'll direct your path. He'll tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it, what to say, when to be quiet. He'll do all, because he abide in you. How he abide? Because he the word. You got to know the word in order to believe the word, in order to activate that faith, in order for that word to come into manifestation. And once it comes into manifestation, that's the proof, that's the evidence, that's the guarantee, that's the assurance, that's the confidence, that's the consolation, that's the solace, baby, that's the comfort, that's the Holy Ghost. You hear what I tell you? That's something that you know without a shadow of a doubt. What he say, what I give you, the peace I give you, man can't give it to you. I ain't giving you the peace of the world. See, we have peace in knowing, oh, my bill's going to get paid because I know I got this money coming in. And once I get this money, then I'll pay that bill. Now, no, that ain't no peace, baby. Because what if that money ain't coming? Amen. Your peace come in. I know God my provider. Not in that check. Your peace come in. I know he's my healer. Not that medicine that I'm taking. Because no medicine that they have has a cure. It just helps you to regulate it and keep it at a place of balance. So that ain't your peace. My peace ain't, I ain't got no peace in my credit report. Because in the Bible it says he's your creditor. You can get any and everything that you want. My peace, I got peace. I be so lonely. No, you're not. You're just alone right now. But you're not lonely because he said, I'll never leave you and never forsake you. I'm with you all the time. Even into the very end of the world. So you ain't got to worry about that. Your peace come in that. You ain't got to be afraid of that, to die. Because what did he say in John? I just read it. He's saying, trouble not yourself. And neither be afraid. I ain't got to be afraid of that. Because the Bible declares, which is his word, I'm only living to live again with him. So take me, Lord. I ain't scared. I'm in expectation because I'm just a pilgrim passing through it. This is just temporary. I'm not going to be afraid. You ain't got to be afraid of what people can do to you or what they can say to you. Can't nobody. People are trying to degrade you. They'll defraud you. They'll try to belittle you. They'll try to kill your character. If God stand before me, who can be against me? Yeah. So you can try to come up against me already, but I guarantee you, you can't get through them, pass them, around them, and you sure can't. Because he's standing right there. Yeah. You better start ducking, running and rolling and hiding. Because I got somebody there that's my protector. I ain't got to worry about that. Baby, if he could scare a whole army from just by shaking a mulberry bush, you
best
you, and you better leave me alone, because you done already done said in your word, Lord, help me not to be offended, God. I don't want to be offended by what they said. It may hurt, but don't let it offend me, because he said if you offend the least, you might as well commit suicide. That's it. You might as well put a milestone about your name and cast yourself in the sea. Is that not suicide good?
Yeah.
So if I got all this stuff, well, I got all the tools in front, I just got to remember. And if by chance I have a tendency to forget, he say he's going to bring it all to your memory. I just got to remember this, that the Holy Spirit, which is comforting me, is teaching me something. My comfort is in the Spirit that is teaching me. And whatever it is that's teaching me, I got solace right there. So I ain't got to get mad at you. And even if I do, I ain't gonna see it. I ain't got to get no revenge. Because you in trouble. He say vengeance is his. Oh, wait a minute. Did not the Bible say it's a terrible thing to fall under the wrath of God? So you ain't scared. I'm scared for you. So, oh, Lord, please have mercy. You see what I'm saying? So all these things is teaching us how to what? Have strength. When we think we had our weakest moment, instead of crying, he said, thinking not strange or the fiery trials that come against you. I preach a sermon, tried and true. You know, how could you be true to the word of God or even be true to yourself if you don't trust in the Lord with all your all the stuff? So I'm not going to get afraid and look at or think about what's next. Because he told me, today you got enough going on and even for the, why in the world? I may not even be living tomorrow. So why am I worrying about tomorrow? It's enough. It's enough. Baby, actually, it overwhelms some people, the right now. I'm not finna be all, I'm keeping my helmet on of salvation. Salvation is freedom. I'm keeping that on, baby. I'm not going to allow you to discombobulate me or provoke me or have me so angry that I'm quick to run to you such and such. I'm keeping my feet shrouded with peace. I'm going to walk in peace so I can stay in peace. Because if I don't, I may premeditate something that ain't good for you or me. Then I'm going to be in trouble while you in trouble. Now, all the troubles that we're troubling our own self with that got us in trouble. Together. How's he teaching us? He is teaching us how to be able to not be so carnal. In other words, you stop being you. And let God be God. Because if we be us, our tongues, the Bible says a little matter, but kindle a great fire. Stop, close your mouth. Just be quiet. Did it? You might have to swallow some blood because sometimes you bite your tongue. You're not that. Don't make God put your tongue at the roof of your mouth and you can't move it. When you can't defend yourself. Sometimes, so I had a stroke when I was 34 years old and I was paralyzed from my neck all the way down. And twisted up, hands, discovered, leg twisted up. It was just a mess for me. I sat there and they said, and they did not even know why I had the stroke. It wasn't an aneurysm, it wasn't no blood clots, it wasn't none of that. But it was for God to get the glory. Listen to this. Let me tell you, everything that you're going through is for God to get the glory. It's not for you to harp on. Because as long as you be deceived by what you see and what you hear, you will never be able to learn the lesson that he's trying to teach you. And that could be in any area of your life. Did you hear what I say? We have to learn how to allow ourselves to trust in God. Because if we trust in him, we will be free from all the foolishness that we see or that we hear. Or even what we see and hear causes us to believe. We get to believe in some of that stuff. For real, for real. Oh, I don't believe that they don't like me. I believe that. Let them hate you because the Bible said they hated him first. They're going to hate you too. Amen. They're going to hate you too. But love them still. Because everybody that hated God first, before they start hating Jesus. Because if they did not hate God, they would have kept his word way back with the Israelites. They hated that word. What was the word? Truth. People hate the truth. The Bible declares that they will rather believe a lie hear the truth. Because the truth hurts. Yes. And what is the truth? The word of God. The Bible says it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing, dividing, cut open. That hurts, baby. All that hurts. Yes, the truth hurts. It hurts to accept the truth. If we just accept the truth, we can receive peace. Because the truth is not always pretty. It's just not. It's not always pretty. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. The truth is not always pretty. Matthew 21:18-22. Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 21, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to that fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done in all things. Listen, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. The name of the sermon is Peace Perfection Mountain Movers. So there's absolutely nothing that can stand before me and think it could stand, because I can move that mountain because I believe God. I done went to him and I done prayed about that thing, and I believe that he's going to do that thing, and I know he's going to move it. And the time that he don't move it, I am not going to doubt that he can't, because I know anything is possible with God. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to be still, and I'm going to know that he is God, because he is my Lord, my God, my King, my everything. I am not going to be discombobulated, even at the very thought, because I got my helmet on, and I'm free from that thought that you said, what you did, what I see, or what I hear, because I may be deceived by what I see and what I hear. I may misconstrue that word you said, or that conversation that we had. So I'm going to ask God to help me not to be offended, so that you can really, really understand his mercies and grace. It's sufficient for us. It is something that we do not deserve. I know I am a mountain mover, because God said in his word that he gave me power and he gave me might. He said, after you have received the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. Did you hear what I say? So I got some power. Oh, where's the power? In your tongue, there's power. We got to take these accessible utilities and activate them by what? Simply believing the word. That's it. We are capable. We are able. He said we are mighty through him to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So I ain't got to imagine nothing. I ain't got to have no notions. I ain't got to allow any of these things to overtake me or even overcome me. Because he says that I can cast down, pull down, and bring every thought under subjection. It got to line up with the will of God. It got to. It has no other choice. So why am I walking around here discombobulated, or I'm looking at somebody thinking some type of way? Nope, I'm pulling down that imagination. Nope, I got enough might down inside of me. You mighty through who? God. And who? And what is God? The word. So if you got the word down inside of you, you got some power, you got some might, you got some authority, you got some ability, and because you know God is resting down inside of you, baby, you know it ain't nothing impossible through him. Come on, somebody. For real. We ain't got to be walking around here depressed, sad, hurt, shamed, embarrassed, fearful, scared. No, God ain't got nothing. He said, I'm not a God of fear, but a God of what? Here go again. Power. So I'm not going to be afraid, because I know he hold all what? Power in his hands. God, I want y'all to really get it. Power, love. Oh, he loved me like that. Yeah, he said, well, nothing stopping him from loving you. and of a Shama. So that's where my peace is. Sound is in my mind. Because I know he got the power. He loved me so much. And so he ain't going to let you get away with that. So I ain't got to do nothing. I'm just going to pray to God have mercy on you, Lord. Don't kill him, God. But whatever it is you trying to teach me, Lord, open up my vision, my spiritual eyes, that I may be able to see the way you see. Open up my spiritual ears, that I may be able to hear what you hear. Open up my heart, God, that it would not have a hard heart, or let not my pride, which is a stiff neck, cause me or prevent me, Father God, from being at peace. For real, y'all. Write down all this stuff that got you all messed up. They got you all discombobulated. They got you in that place. They got you thinking and believing that God it can't do it or he won't do it. Be honest with yourself.
Just want to write you a letter.
Be true. Lord, it may not seem like it, and it's hard for me to believe. The disciples even say, Lord, help us in our unbelief. They will. Because of what we in right now.
I see you right now.
Jesus, touch us, your people, Lord.
I wanna be free
us, Lord. From that thing, God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be discombobulated or doubtful of your abilities. Because your abilities are sure. I have confidence in you. Oh, my mind, in a emotion. I have trust in you. I stand on your word. I know you are real. I know you are true. I know you are holy. I know you have my best interest at heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said that you know the thoughts that you have towards me that are good and they are not evil. You have an expected end for me. So therefore, Lord, you have a future in store for me in spite of what I see or even what I hear, God. Help your people in their unbelief. Encourage your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in a place of being disdained. Help us to believe, God. As we write these things down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not just concerning ourselves, but our loved ones, as we stand in the gap, as we write down these things that trouble us in our minds and even inside of our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're entering into your rest. We're entering into your peace, God, because you gave us that accessibility and made it available for us through your son, Jesus, Lord. So we're going to take advantage of it, God. We're going to embrace it. We're going to hold on to it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that we are in a safe place. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. We know without an any that you are a healer, Lord. We know, Father God, that you are a sustainer, God. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are at our strength, even when we are at our weakest, because you said it in your word, God, and you are the word. So we're going to embrace your word on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So if you spoke a thing over our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and it have not yet came to pass, we still holding on to that word, because we know that you are not a God that shall lie, and neither can you die, God. You are a God of truth. Everything that you spoke, you said it's going to go out and perform itself. It will not come back and return until you void, God. So whenever the timing is, Father God, I'm asking you to prepare us for that season. Because time and season is two different things. The Bible declares that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. A time and season is two different things. It may not be the time for you to enter into that season. Oh, Father God, open up the hearts and the minds of your people, Father God, that they may be able to accept and even receive any and everything that you have already predestined for our lives. Even before we came into existence in the very bowels of our mama belly, you knew who we were going to be. You knew what we were going to do. And even though, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have troubled you with our sin and our backsliding, Father God, you said you still love us, Lord. You even went so far to say you married to a backslider. So we know that we cannot get a divorce decree, God. We know that we stuck with you. Thank you for sticking with us, God. Oh God, comfort your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be in the same state of being comfortless. Hope. Hope. Restoration. Clarity. Understanding. Peace. Love. Joy. Because you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we're going to rejoice in you. I say again, rejoice. We're going to keep rejoicing in you, Father God, because that's where our strength comes from. He wrote all these things down for us, y'all, that would keep us in a place of peace. That's why I keep saying, y'all, study that word. Read that Bible. Get that word down in inside of you so that you can have the sword that you need to chop up that lie that keeps trying to deceive you. After y'all write these things down, put them up there on the altar and go up there and pray unto the Lord for your own self. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we need you like we never ever needed you before. Oh, mama, oh God, open up our hearts on today and remove the hardness of the heart, God, that we may be able to accept that heart of flesh that you want to give us, Lord, that everything that you say, it stimulates some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you sever them old ties and even them soul ties, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be in a place to even stay in a place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be in despair or even lost hope. Oh God, we're asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will uplift our hearts on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and remove any and every discrepancy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be in a place, Lord, that it's not where you want us to be, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised, so we're going to praise you, even in the midst of the waiting, Father God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will remove any doubt from your people on today. Heal their bodies on today, Father God, where they feel as if that they cannot be healed because you have not yet healed them yet, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up their understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be in that place of thinking and believing, Father God, that you are not doing it because they don't see you doing it. Because, God, you are working some things out. Hey, God! You are working some things out of us, Father God, as you work some things in our lives. We don't have all the answers, God. Hold my mind in a little sea, I in a little shade. Oh God. Oh my mind in a little sea, I in a little shade. Whatever it is that you are teaching us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, that we may be able to accept these teachings, Father God, and not disregard it. Lord, help us to be more mindful, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in our thoughts, Lord, that you are teaching us something, Father God, and you are not trying to break us down, God, but you are trying to build us up. You're just breaking some things off of us. Help us on today, Father God, and remove the scales from our eyes that we can clearly see. Put some eye scales on our eyes that we will not see. People as trees and real blurred, God. Uncork our ear gates on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be that we may clearly hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, because you said that my sheep shall know my voice, and a stranger they shall not follow, God. Help us not to be so quick to follow that evil and that wicked thought, God. Help us not to be so quick, Father God, to cause ourselves to run towards something that may cause us, Lord, to regret later. Lord, remove any regrets on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to be built up, God, because you are trying to teach us something, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do what you do best, God, and that's simply saying about us, because we know you do your best work in the dark. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are God of forgiveness. So if by chance, Father God, we're still beating ourselves up for things that we did not do in the past, Father God, and being disobedient towards you, Father God, help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to begin again and do just what you designed for us to do, Father God. Not worrying about that thing in the past, because you said that we ought to forget those things that's behind us, Lord, and move forward. So we are moving forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are moving forward, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, if we're moving forward, Father God, that we are going to enter into your rest. Because you said in your word, Lord, after we have suffered for a little while, Father God, you'll perfect some things, God. So I'm asking you to continue to perfect that peace down inside of us, God, and help us, Father God, to activate the power down in the inside of us that we can be that mountain mover. Continue to build your peace, your each and every prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus that's on the altar, I'm asking you to consider. Each and every prayer that's down in the inside of our hearts that we never even said anything about, Father God, that we got hidden and tucked away. I'm asking you to bring it to the forefront, Father God, and please consider it. Remove every hidden intention and every hidden motive on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't want our prayers to be as a vapor. Oh God, remove any and everything from our hearts that's not like you, God. Remove any pride, any haughtiness, any daintiness, any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be coveting and malicious towards one another, lasciviousness, God, any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's not pleasing for in your sight, God. I'm asking you to serve these things from us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some of them old ties and them soul ties. Lord, you said in your word that you will uproot any and everything that you did not plant. So if there's something down in the inside of us that you did not plant, Lord, uproot it on today, Father God, and plant it with the seeds of edification through your word. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch us on today, God. Continue to comfort us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of our bereavement, God, even in the midst of loss, Father God, because there's some things that you have to strip, God, so that you can replace it, Father God, with what you have already ordained or even predestined for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We may look at it as a loss, Father God, but what we don't understand, we need to look at it, Father God, in your eyesight, Lord, because eyes have not seen it, neither ears heard what you got prepared for them that love you, God. And we want to tell you on today, Father God, that we love you, so prepare our hearts to accept and even receive any and everything that you have already predestined for us, God. We tell you that we love you, we trust you, we have confidence in you, we stand on your word, we believe in you, God. And if by chance, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that there is any doubt down in the inside of us, forgive us, Lord, and uproot it, God, even now. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated if you want to. I hope that word today will be established in the inside of your heart, that you may understand the utilities that you have access to, and that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that God is able to do some things. Please continue to pray for yourself and pray for any and everybody that God put across your face, in your heart, and in your mind, any and every discrepancy. Continue to pray. And as you pray, ask in Jesus' name that it be done, believing without doubting anything, and watch God will work some things out in your favor. Yeah. He favors us, y'all. Yeah. He favors men so much until he made them the head. Yeah. Are we actually phantoming the utilization? What? Why are we barren? We should not be barren. Nowhere in our lives, and even if we feel it, we feel like or think that we're in a dry place, don't you know God ain't gonna let you be flooded out? But we don't look at it like that. He said, I give you no more than you can bear. He's not gonna let you drown, baby. He not. He know how much you can take. He just wants you to be able to recognize that is inside of you. Some of us don't recognize or even acknowledge what we have down in the inside of us. Because we so busy concentrating on the negative or what's happening. Or that. Don't you know it's happening and it's necessary to happen? It has to happen. It has to in order for you to learn something. What is you going to learn if you ain't experiencing nothing? How can you be taught or the knowledge be imparted down inside of you if you ain't going through? Come on, y'all. Yeah. Whether you know this, what we know is In the midst of that thing you struggling with, in the midst of that thing that got you feeling some type of way, believe me, as he taking something out, he imparting something to. The impartation's got to take place, said the Lord. If it don't, you will never accomplish what I purposed for your life. Purposely. Intentionally. How?
Sometimes I feel.
We not here for ourselves. We not. And everybody has that. Whether you believe it about yourself or not, you do.
They can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're going through.
I'm just saying.
But you know what
I'm just saying what he's showing.
Come on. I must. For I know. And the nucleus of this song is the sun is going to shine.
Gotta endure. How you know he ain't teaching you endurance by God? He got you in this place at this time for this long to teach you how to endure. He got you in this place at this time for this long to teach you patience. He got you in this place at this time for this long to teach you how to trust him and not in stuff. That you don't know. You, what is he trying to teach you? We so busy concentrating on that thing or that experience or that. We concentrate. That's why he said, if you keep your mind on me, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace. Don't you worry about what's going on there. Just worry about what I'm doing in you. Because I need you to set your affections on me. So I got to strip you from that thing because you got too much affection in it. I got to take that from you because it's affecting you. Infecting you. Come on, y'all. We got to understand this stuff. So that we can realize that we already overcomers. He just trying to perfect it. That's it.
I won't let go.
I can't let go of
my faith.
I can't do that. Because I know this too shall pass.
The sun is gonna shine.
I just gotta hold on.
If I hold out.
That's it. Just a little bit longer. I don't know how much longer I could cry. I'm going to go ahead and cry because he said in his word he's going to turn my tears to joy. So I'm going to go ahead. Y'all get it? Let his word abide in you so that he can make his abode in you, living in you. And I promise you, you're good. I'm a living witness. You're good. I'm telling you. It didn't matter what them doctors say when I had that stroke. They told my mama I'd never walk again. They did because I couldn't talk. They wanted to give me speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy. But first they had to get me out of intensive care because I couldn't do that. I was just laying there. And all I could hear, and the only thing I could move was my eyes and only tears was running down my face. And all the while I heard the Lord say, I'm not going to heal you. He said, I'm going to make you whole. Baby, I'm whole today. God is the kind of God that won't leave no residue. You can't even tell I was in that condition. You good? I'm telling you what God can do. And then the enemy will try to make you think or make you be afraid that it's going to happen again. God say, I'm not going to heal you. I'm whole. I ain't got to worry about that. I ain't got to trouble myself. And neither do I have to be afraid. You see? Because I believe God. I simply believe God. Let me play that song. I gotta play that song. I believe God. It don't matter.
I believe it. If you believe that, lift up your hands and just say, I believe God. I believe God. What he said is truth. He always comes through.
Always come through.
I believe God.
I can't say when or where, but I believe that man would have whatsoever fiber in my being. Baby, he has proven himself to me over and over and over again. Even the things that I was not mindful for, he had brought to my attention, even from my past, and say, that's proof. He'll bring everything to your memories. I believe on that his word is true. That's it. That right there. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. I believe everything that he said he was going to do. It ain't far-fetched, because anything is impossible with him. It ain't too good to be true, because God is good, and everything that he says is true. I choose to believe. In spite of what I see, I choose to believe. In spite of what I hear, I choose to believe. In spite of the situation, I believe. If he say he gonna fix it, he gonna fix it. If he say he gonna change it, he gonna change it. If he say he gonna heal, he gonna heal. If he say he gonna save, he gonna save. He promised me he's gonna save my children. I believe that thing. I believe it with any and every muscle and every fiber in my being. I don't know what he got to teach them to make them learn. I don't want my children to be traditional or religious. I want them to know for themselves. I can't teach them that, but I can teach them the words. And I believe God. I believe him. I believe him. I believe God. He showed me I was up on a mountaintop, baby, and all I saw was clouds, and it looked real red, and I was standing there, and I was preaching his word. Years ago, he showed me.
Trust his word. Choose to believe. Lord,
I had to be a teenager. Not knowing what he had in store. Just one. Be so wrapped up on the crowds and how many and the big churches. You get too wrapped up in this. Baby, he say if just one person, just one, if I could get across to just one person, baby, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Just one. I'm satisfied because I know he's able. Did y'all hear me? Peace, perfection, mountain movers. Stop moving them mountains, y'all. He gave y'all enough information today for y'all to move them mountains. Y'all are overcomers. And just trust and believe God. Not just for me, for my family, for my children. For every and anybody that ever crossed my path, I was praying that today. I pray that all the time. Lord, any and everybody that ever crossed my path, now, then, and even to come. Whatever you declare and decree, I believe it for. And if we touching and agreeing on that thing, it is done. It's done already. It's done already. Peace. I speak peace over your lives today. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering.
You really believe him tonight? You can take him at his word.
And then we're going to get ready to dismiss. I thank God for his word on today. If you came in late and you missed the word, you can always go on our website or your YouTube page. Subscribe, please. Facebook, whatever it is, you got Harvest Time Ministries International We make the word available for you.
You can make it through.
You know, when it rain and storm down here in Mobile, they act like it's snowing. They be scared to come out in it. Baby, if I can deal with snow, I know a little rain ain't gonna do nothing to me. Every time they say it's a hurricane, you see a lot of people out in here when it start raining real hard. They don't go out there. I went to the store to get some, I don't know where I was going or whatever. This man rolled his window down. He said, "Why are you out here?" I said, "Because I still got one more thing I need to do. I ain't scared. Because I know God is my comfort and my protector. Last major hurricane that we had down here, it was a mess. Some folks still recovering from it. And let me tell you something. I knew it was a hurricane coming. And so I was sitting in my living room watching TV. And I was sitting by the window. And in the midst, I saw a whole bunch of people standing in front of my house. I'm like, why is everybody out there in front of my house? Let me go see what's going on. And when I got out there and I walked over there to where they was at, they was like, "We just trying to figure out why you the only house over here that got lights." I'm like, what they say? The hurricane came and tore up everything. Look, so I walked out in the street. Baby, it was big old trees in the middle of the street. We were barricaded in, couldn't get out. The lady house next door to mine, her whole privacy fence was sitting on top of her roof. The people across the street, a tree had to fell on their house. The whole tree caved in the whole house, the two doors down. And I'm looking, they say, "You ain't got no branches in your yard." You know, I say, baby, the covering of the master. That's all I can say. I was out there with my wheelbarrow trying to help the folk clean out their yard. Because I was good. I'm telling y'all. And watching it. And my lights did not go out until they disconnected it so they could get everybody else power on. I'm telling you. I was good. I was good. And even in there, we had to wait 2 weeks to get the power back on. I know y'all remember that last hurricane. I had to go and buy a generator. But 2 weeks, they had to get it together. It was horrible. It was horrible. But I'm telling y'all about the favor of God. So I believe God when he say, "I'm your shield and your protector, your buckler." Yes. I believe that. Yes. I believe he is my light. Yes. In the darkness. Yes. I believe that. Yes. I just believe God. I do. I'm trying to stop y'all. Listen, you can make it. Worship God in the midst of it. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Give her an envelope, sweetie. Somebody, the folk gave me their tithes and their offering to make sure during the week, I make sure that I put that in on today. I love you guys, the bits and pieces, and I pray that it was something on today that would encourage you and make you remember not just your value, but the power that dwells down inside of you because God is within it. You can make it. You can do it. Keep pressing. Continue on. Please.